SRN News.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. State health officials had already said that a coronavirus-related inflammatory syndrome had developed among some children. And yesterday, a top official at a Jacksonville hospital said they might have some cases. Wolfson Children's Hospital is looking into the possibility that some patients have MISC, or multisystem inflammatory syndrome, in children. Their chief of infectious diseases also pointed out that most children who contract it will recover. The COVID-19 testing site at the Prime Osborne Convention Center is now closed, but state officials have implied that some tests that were conducted there might have been compromised. Yesterday, they said that more than 1,700 of the 90,000 tests administered throughout Florida were damaged, but the affected people will get priority retesting. A woman was shot in her hand through the windshield of her truck overnight yesterday near Normandy Boulevard and Yellowwater Road in Jacksonville. She'll be okay. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Partly cloudy today and then scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high reaches 93. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees. And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new AP poll finds most Americans still want to see local restrictions in managing the spread of COVID-19. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tears into the media for their misreporting of Florida's recovery. And Democrats say they will continue investigations into the Trump administration through the 2020 election.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
4 minutes after 6 a.m., good Thursday morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Roger, how you doing this morning?
Doing great. How you doing?
We are ready to go as we kick off another exciting day as we lead all the way into the Memorial Day weekend. We got a lot of news, so we are all over the map this morning. 831-0600, a lot of good guests lined up for you. We got the Ripoff of the Week with Adam Andrzejewski from OpenTheBooks.com. It's a great, exciting topic we have in this radio show. So we're going to kick it off with a lot of news. Email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com, followed up by After the Morning Show with the podcast. We got some great ones lined up for you. Just go to wbob.com and click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. So we've got a lot of news to get to. Let's kick it off right now on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Roger, not everything is all COVID-related, but let's take a look at some of the polls out there. The liberal left thinks that Trump is done with. When you look at some of the battleground states, they say it's done. Stick a fork in him already. There's no way he can beat Joe Biden. Listen to Morning Joe's MSNBC, Joe Scarborough.
Who is losing Wisconsin right now in the polls, who is losing Pennsylvania in the polls. I mean, Pennsylvania is close to being lost for good. Mark it down. Losing in Michigan right now. People inside the White House very fearful that they're about to lose Michigan. Arizona going in a bad direction. Deep concerns about Arizona. Florida going in the wrong direction. The latest poll has him down by 6 points. Is getting crushed among senior citizens in the state of Florida. If you look back over the past month in polls there, expect the president to have to even go to Georgia. To have to go to Texas?
No, but let's, as we always say, is the glass half empty or the half glass full? Listen to Fox News host of Special Report, Brett Hume. What poll is Morning Joe looking at?
This as the Real Clear Politics average in polls nationally has Biden up roughly about 5.6 points. This is national polls, the average of them. And if you look at the battleground states, again, this is the average of polls. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Florida, Wisconsin, North Carolina, where you see Donald Trump with a lead. There are other polls, including a CNN poll that showed Donald Trump with a bigger lead. lead in some of those battlegrounds. Again, these are the average of recent polls.
Carl Rowe, former White House political director, says if you break it down when they do the logistics with some of these polls, Trump shows that he is up when it comes to the area of the economy.
Handling the economy. Who do you think's better at handling the economy? Trump, 54, Biden, 42. The 54, I'd find out who those people are, because there's the winning margin in the election for the president. If he can keep those people convinced that he will do a better job of restoring the economy.
So when it comes to the issue of a compromise, Roger, as we know, the media is going down after the U.S. Senate because they may not come back to the month of June. We remind everybody that when it came to Corona stimulus, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats also waited several days before they decided to go along with some of the proposals by the White House. But it looks like if there is another stimulus bill, there will be a compromise. From Susan Sforicchio, the Washington Examiner says some of those on the left might be able to bail out some of the states, and the president may get some of the tax cuts he wants.
I think there is some agreement on giving the states more money. That's because the states are just, their coffers have run dry. They're not getting the tax revenue they need, and they're facing catastrophic budget shortfalls. I think that's possible. And there's also a desire on each side to get some things they want. For example, the president wants a payroll tax cut, maybe capital gains relief, other measures that would be incentives for businesses to get going again and get the economy going again.
It'll be very interesting to see if the Democrats will definitely or certainly go along with tax cuts. A new AP poll on the coronavirus, on states looking to reopening, and some of those out there support keeping the restrictions, but the majority of those supporting the restrictions has eased quite a bit coming from earlier in the month.
Despite strong support for reopening among President Donald Trump and a number of state leaders, most Americans have high expectations about what their area needs to do to resume everyday life. A new AP NORC poll shows 83% of Americans say they are at least somewhat concerned lifting restrictions will lead to additional infections. About 8 in 10 Americans say it's essential to reopening for people to return to self-quarantine if they are exposed to the virus. Support for virus restrictions has slipped some over the past month. For example, 62% of Americans favor requiring bars and restaurants to close, down from 76% in April. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to find the stay-at-home orders excessive, though a majority of Americans, about 6 in 10, say they favor that measure.
And what about to get the economy going?
All 50 states now in some degree of rebooting. A new Associated Press poll finds 83% of respondents worried that reopenings will lead to new infections in their areas. But support for continued restrictions is slipping. 69% of respondents now supporting a ban on gatherings of more than 10 people, down from 82% last month.
So some of the numbers are somewhat changing out there when it comes to those that are encouraging the continue of many of these restrictions. But when it comes to some of these stay-at-home orders, what about the negative, some would say? Here is Dr. Dan Erickson, who is a physician from the Accelerated Urgent Care.
What has it caused to have us be involved in social isolation? What has it caused that we are seeing the community respond to? Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. Spousal abuse. We see people coming in here with black eyes and cuts on their face.
This is also raises a lot of concern, Roger, as doctors raise the alarms about health effects on the continued COVID shutdown. More than 600 doctors have signed on to a letter sent to President Trump this past week, pushing him to end the national shutdown aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19. They're calling the widespread state orders keeping businesses closed and kids home from school a, quote, mass casualty incident with growing health consequences. The letter also states that doctors have observed resulting from COVID-19 shutdowns, including patients missing routine checkups that could detect things like heart problems or cancers, increase in substance and alcohol abuse, and financial instability out there. This was asked of Stanford University's Michael Levitt, who is a PhD professor at the college. He's a biophysicist. Is lockdowns, was it worth it? He says lockdowns were a mistake, and they could cause, and they are causing more damage than probably what we realize.
What's your view of the lockdown policy that so many European countries and states in America have introduced?
I think it is huge mistake. I think that everybody panicked. They were fed incorrect numbers by epidemiologists. There's no doubt in my mind that when we come to look back on this, the damage done by lockdown will exceed any saving of lives by a huge factor.
Lockdown.
So here's the thing. The question is where do you go to from here? What do you do? Listen to Fox News, co-host of The Five, Juan Williams. Roger, I like this because, as reported, some states have said that they will not plan a full-blown reopening until at least there is some COVID-19 vaccine treatment to be ready on the market out there. Listen to some of these confrontations taking place nationwide.
Lockdown fight intensifies as social distancing declines across the USA. America's epicenter, New York City, inching closer toward reopening. But Mayor Bill de Blasio, he's not happy with the large crowds hanging out outside of bars. De Blasio threatening to shut those businesses down.
I want any New Yorker who sees any place allowing dining in, call 311 immediately, and they will be visited immediately with inspectors, and there'll be serious fines. And if we have to shut places down, we will if they're starting to violate these rules, because it's about health and safety.
On the West Coast, Los Angeles County health officials are cracking down on schools holding drive-in ceremonies for graduation. They're popular in the state.
Wait. Let me stop right there. Roger, if young people voted, of course, then again, they're maybe under 18. That is one thing that ticks off parents. They always want the best. You know, Sweet 16, you've seen those shows where they give their kids everything.
Right.
But when you want to prevent their children from having a graduation, some local schools are having a drive-through. Come on, how could you go against that? And they're wanting to shut those down as well.
And I don't understand Mayor de Blasio of New York City. He says people are accumulating outside of a business. So you want to fine the business for something that's going outside? That's not fair.
Roger, we got more. Here it is.
And in New Jersey, scenes of a packed gym prompting a face-off with police. The gym owner defying the lockdown orders by opening up his business. The gym owner defying the lockdown orders by opening up his business. Here he is talking about his decision to reopen despite the ongoing orders from the state.
Here we are, month three, no help, watching the middle class struggle, not just small businesses, but individuals all over the country in these states that are staying locked down beyond the curve being flattened. And we're sick and tired of having our rights trampled on.
A lot of people, again, the confrontation shows that they are not happy with some of these lockdowns. Coming up next, Roger, the Democrats are saying, hey, when it comes to Trump and the Trump administration and the White House, we have all of these, the firings, we have all of these misdeeds, we have all of these corruptions. And yet they're all saying that President or former President Barack H. Obama was cleaner than the Pope's robe. We've got those clips coming up next. And the new term, inclusive capitalism by those on the left. We've got all of that. And the ladies from The View show the hypocrisy when it comes to believe all women when it comes to sexual assault claims. But against Joe Biden, no. We already know that he's innocent. So we're going to have all of this coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 15 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We have some slow traffic on 295 northbound, right between Atlantic Boulevard and Beach. Add about 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, the high today 93. It will be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 70, right now 75 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
Brought to you by Badcock Home Furniture and More in Callahan. Your style, their credit.
Jeffrey Wall is 15 years old, and he's a black belt in karate. In October, Jeffrey started an outreach karate program at a local nursing home. The seniors had been kicking butt, literally, and only had one class left until they were going to be promoted to a yellow belt. Jeffrey knew how much the seniors looked forward to their lessons, so he decided to keep it going. He created a YouTube channel. This way, his seniors can still follow along and get exercise. But his YouTube channel isn't just attracting his regular students, but people from all over the country. Other nursing homes are even requesting his training at their facilities once all this is over. Jeffrey can't wait to get back. He misses encouraging the seniors to let loose when throwing punches. What's cooler than seniors learning karate? Nothing. Nothing at all. Now that's good news.
At Badcock Home Furniture and More in Callahan, spring is all about renewal and celebrating the mothers in our lives. That means Badcock has some great savings. The Briarwood 5-piece dining set is over $300 off. Get a Concord Chaise Rocker Recliner, only $399. The Haley Teal Sofa is only $399. And washer dryer pairs start at just $899. Don't forget the outdoor equipment as well. No credit refused at Badcock Home Furniture and More, US 1 South in Callahan.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 63 years, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. During the month of May, Bogers would like to show their appreciation for all our area nurses all month long. Nurses can purchase Dansko clogs, buy one, get one half off. And through May 6th through May 12th, all nurses can receive an additional 10% off. Plus, there is free shipping through May 31st. Boger Shoes is taking the coronavirus and your safety very seriously. For your protection, Boger staff and seat beds will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger's thoughts and prayers are with their customers and community during this difficult time. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some states announce they will not have a full-scale reopening until a coronavirus vaccine is ready. The Duval County School District is asking parents their views on when school should reopen. And more than 600 doctors have signed a letter sent to President Trump asking him to end the national coronavirus shutdown.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
19 minutes after 6 a.m. Good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600. Roger, I know that you are busy throughout the day. I mean, I am too, but everybody thinks when we get off the air, we go to Dunkin' Donuts and get coffee. That just is not the way it happens here. But did you watch a little bit of the press conference yesterday with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ripped? I mean, this was Trump style, ripped into the media. Did you see it?
Unfortunately, I did not see it, but I was getting alerts on my phone saying, oh my goodness, Ron DeSantis is in rare form.
Roger, I guess what I did for you. In case you couldn't see it, I got the clip for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is brutal. This is actually pretty entertaining. Here it is.
So any insinuation otherwise is just typical partisan narrative trying to be spun. And part of the reason is that because you got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Wait 2 weeks. Florida's going to be next. Just like Italy. Wait 2 weeks. Well, hell, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened. Not only do we have a lower death rate, well, we have way lower deaths generally. We have a lower death rate than the Acela Corridor, D.C., everyone up there. We have a lower death rate than the Midwest, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. But even in our region, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida has the lower death rate. And I was the number one landing spot from tens of thousands of people leaving the number one hot zone in the world to come to my state. So we've succeeded, and I think that people just don't want to recognize it because it challenges their narrative, it challenges their assumption. So they got to try to find a boogeyman. Maybe it's that there are black helicopters circling the Department of Health.
That's great. That is something usually is an attack on the Area 51, you know.
They messed with the wrong governor. I tell you, I've never heard Ron DeSantis use the H word until now.
Yeah, well, I was going to edit, but I was like, you know, it's kind of the emphasis, excuse me, because this is what, I mean, I like, one thing I'll even say about Joe Biden, I don't support his policies, excuse me, but he is unscripted, and it is entertaining as anything. So I didn't want to edit some of this because it was entertaining. I know it's a little about a minute long, but it shows how much they're ticked off. Now, what the liberal left is saying here, for those in the media in the state of Florida, Roger, they're going, well, wait a second. We did the articles. We did the stories based on the predictions. It was coming out from the CDC. And DeSantis was like, no. You guys did all of these editorials. You wouldn't sit here. You wouldn't question some of the other things. So you just rode with it like it was set in stone. So I think DeSantis is having a little bit of fun. From the Fox Business Network, Stuart Varney says when it comes to these lockdowns and not the full-blown reopenings, there's going to be more government spending. And he goes, once down the road, you keep spending. He goes, all of this money is just not sustainable.
We're looking at, what, $6 or $7 trillion thrown into the economy. The question we keep hearing, is this enough? Are we done? My answer is, if the shutdown keeps going much longer, no, we're not done. As long as people are told, no, you can't go to work, as long as businesses are told, no, you can't open, we'll not be able to stop the vast and dangerous printing of money. We are now beginning to understand the level of economic pain and the extraordinary cost of the rescue. And want to see more anxiety? Watch what happens to your money if we're locked down tight into June. $1 trillion rescues, numbers 5, 6, 7, 8, and on down the line. That is not sustainable. Stay closed and we're ruined. Open up soon and we can recover.
Yeah, that's right. When it comes to the issue of COVID-19, we are now looking at over 91,000 deaths. But Jonathan Swan from Axios.com says the COVID deaths nationwide, it's not there. But it is, he does say, it's very heavily, excuse me, definitely in two states.
1,000 Americans have died from this virus. In saying all of that, it hasn't been uniform across the country. Much of that death, has happened in New York City and New Jersey, but New York City in particular.
And that's exactly correct. So what we're saying is that if it's not happened nationwide, why do we need to be sporting a lot of these, as some would say, nationwide shutdowns? Coming up next, colleges facing lawsuits, and are students absolutely rethinking the idea of going to a college if you can do it through Zoom? We got the latest. Push your phone calls at 831-0600. Your calls are up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Dealing with some stop-and-go traffic on 95 northbound at mile marker 380. An accident has the left two lanes blocked, so go ahead and add an extra 17 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early and then scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. The high will be 93. This evening, partly cloudy with a nighttime low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Everybody needs a helping hand. Take a look at your fellow man and tell me what can I do today.
Hey friends, Amy Grant here. I know our lives have been turned upside down. It's hard to know which way's up. But don't get tired doing the right things. Social distance. Wash your hands. Stay home. Shelter at home. But what if you don't have a home? Because you know what? There are people in our towns that don't have homes. Want to feel better about your day? Help somebody out. Help somebody out that's beyond your immediate circle. We have to shelter at home, but we can find those people and help out.
Please contact the City Rescue Mission today at crmjax.org.
Yes, we are all in this together. Find out what you can do to help the homeless, because everybody needs a helping hand right now.
The City Rescue Mission.
Everybody needs a helping hand.
crmjax.org. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, Roger, we've got a lot of great guests lined up for you. David Williams, one of my favorite guests. He is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. You see him a lot on Fox Business Network. He's going to be joining us here in just a little bit. Also, and let me know when the music starts propping up too there, as I'm looking at you too, Raj. Also, we've got the Ripoff of the Week with Adam Andjapsky from OpenTheBooks.com. This is one of the best segments on talk radio where the government's just not taking advantage of you. They're literally ripping you off. And then one of our own reporters from FloridaDaily.com, Mike Sinan, on the latest of when some of the theme parks may reopen. And is there a full-blown reopening in many of the counties? Not all over. In fact, some of the beaches even still have restrictions taking place. So we're going to have a lot ready to go this morning, 831-0600. We always enjoy hearing from you, 904-831-0600. Some of the shutdowns taking place out there. Some states say they're not going to have a full-blown reopening until they find a vaccine treatment. What if that doesn't happen until next year? How are you going to explain that? Big debates. We'll have all of this coming up next. Ed and Roger, The Morning Show, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Three people injured, one critically hurt following a shooting last night in Glendale, Arizona. It happened at an outdoor shopping complex about 15 miles from Phoenix. Police have a suspect in custody. President Trump raising a red flag about mail-in voting and the potential for fraud. The number of coronavirus infections worldwide has hit 5 million, and the rate of new infections continues to climb in some parts of the world. Floodwaters that forced the evacuation of about 10,000 people in central Michigan are now threatening a Dow Chemical Superfund site, as well as down river communities. The Tittabawassee River crested in Midland at just over 35 feet. There have been no reports of any deaths or serious injuries. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 171 points. NASDAQ futures off 50 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Vacation rentals in Duval County have the green light. Each unit must be capped at 10 people. Those people should arrive at different times, and 6 feet of social distancing must be maintained at all times. Staff's instructed to undergo wellness checks every time they show up at work, defer to the Centers for Disease Control standards for sanitation, and stay away from the guests. An ATV and a car collided last night in Jacksonville, very seriously injuring one of the drivers. Police say it happened at around 6:30 on Powhatan Street. State officials have implied that some coronavirus tests that were conducted at the now-closed Prime Osborne Convention Center site might have been damaged. Yesterday, they said that more than 1,700 of the 90,000 tests administered statewide were affected, but the affected people will get priority retesting. 36 people in Duval County have now died as a result of the coronavirus. That's out of 1,336 cases. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Dealing with some stop-and-go traffic on 95 northbound at mile marker 380. An accident has the left two lanes blocked, so go ahead and add an extra 17 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early and then scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. The high will be 93. This evening, partly cloudy with a nighttime low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tears into the media for their misreporting of Florida's recovery. Democrats say they will continue investigations into the Trump administration through the 2020 election. And a new AP poll finds most Americans still want to see local restrictions in managing the spread of COVID-19.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Don't forget you can go to facebook.com/WBOB, like the page, make all the comments you'd like to make. We don't edit them out, just kind of maybe watch the language. Also, we got all our great shows even over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend. A lot of our popular shows, just go to the website, take a look at them, WBOB.com. That's WBOB.com. All right, let's continue on with the news. One of my favorite guests, he's been a friend of the show for the last 10 years, David Williams. You've seen him on the Fox Business Network many times, one of the best when it comes to the economy and government spending. He is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, a free market taxpayer advocacy group that focuses on a lot of the spending that's taken place out of Washington, D.C., protectingtaxpayers.org. So here, let me play for you the clip. This is from Susan, is it Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner, about if there is a compromise to take place. And David, this maybe some of the conservatives may support this compromise if there's going to be another round of stimulus money. Listen to this, where the states may get some of the money that they want to be bailed out if Trump can get his tax cuts. Listen to this clip.
I think there is some agreement on giving the states more money. That's because the states are just, their coffers have run dry. They're not getting the tax revenue they need, and they're facing catastrophic budget shortfalls. I think that's possible. And there's also a desire on each side to get some things they want. For example, the president wants a payroll tax cut, maybe capital gains relief. Other measures that would be incentives for businesses to get going again and get the economy going again.
Now, David, on the surface, I was going to sit back and say, you know, the Democrats, and by the way, let's be honest, even some of the Republicans have not been truly advocating a payroll tax cut, which you and I both support. But if there is going to be a compromise, I was thinking, okay, you got liability reform. I don't know how far that's going to go. David, is it possible that if Nancy Pelosi gets some of her spending measures of bailing out some of the states, the president sits back and says, well, if I can get some of my tax cuts, do you think this is plausible? You think this would happen?
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts here, and I think that the Senate and the House really want to pass another bill. And the state bailouts, you know, this is just a blanket bailout of the states is a no-go for Mitch McConnell, Senator McConnell, but there may be a compromise in the mix, as you mentioned, with the payroll tax cut. Here's the problem is that the last House bill contained about $800 billion in bailouts for states and localities. And to give you one example, the state of Maryland, they have a drop in revenue about $2.5 billion. They would have gotten $9 billion. So maybe we look at what states need rather than just giving them a huge pot of money. And why not reward the states that have actually been, you know, fiscally responsible, and not the states that haven't, you know, they shouldn't get a bailout. So there's a lot going on here, but you know, it's we just don't know what the Senate is willing to compromise, and there's a lot of things like liability reform that, you know, just may push state aid over the finish line.
But David, you and I are both free market conservatives here, but here's an interesting thing. I mean, we have to call it the way it is. I mean, I'm not here just to beat up on both sides, but when the Republicans talk about, well, we don't want to be bailing out states pre-COVID-19, technically, first off, how are you going to show the – I mean, who's going to audit all that, number one? Number two, they've already voted to bail out some of the states, as you pointed out, of $150 billion when it comes to money even being sent down to local municipalities. Am I right or wrong on that?
No, they have, and they've bailed out states with unemployment. I mean, they've added to the unemployment. They've also bailed out hospitals in states. So there has been a lot of money that's gone there. And we can't forget this is an election year, and that's what Senator McConnell was thinking about, because you have, I think, 23 Republicans up for re-election, and you only have 12 Democrats. So there's a lot of pressure on McConnell to keep the majority in the Senate. So this just may be a bargaining tool.
David, I love these new terms among COVID-19, social distancing. Hey, Roger, what's the other one at the restaurants? They want to track you down. What is that called? One called? I guess Roger's not listening.
Contact tracing.
What is it? Contact tracing. Okay.
Yes.
So David, here's a new one. Inclusive capitalism. Are you ready for this? This is from MSNBC's. Listen to this. Stephanie, is it Ruley? She says, and maybe with the COVID-19, we can take advantage of this. Now, it sounds sexy politically. Inclusive capitalism. Listen to this.
Is there an opportunity to create, at a time like this, a better, smarter, more inclusive capitalism? And we've seen companies like Walmart and Amazon extend hazard pay, give more benefits, provide more security. Their labor force are their most essential workers. They're the reason those companies are doing so well. Is this the time legislatively where we should be doing more for those?
Okay, so let me point this.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but David, let me point this out. If there's one thing that is turning things around, it is the capitalism system of this country. I mean, these companies weren't forced to give hazard pay. These companies weren't forced to give extra money. They did it on their own for their workers. And now you've got the Democrats sitting in the liberal media going, well, wait a second, they're already doing it, but let's make sure it's set in stone. So maybe we should pass some sort of bills to force these companies to continue the hazard pay out there. This is the marketplace working. Why don't we just allow it to continue?
Well, you can't legislate good stewardship. I mean, this is something that companies are going to do or they're not going to do. And I think, you know, this ridiculous new term really, I mean, look at the tax cuts. That's what really gave these companies all this juice to give bonuses, to hire more people. It wasn't some sort of, you know, mandate from the government. I mean, yes, it was legislation passed by the government, but it was tax cuts. So I don't know. It's another new age term that means nothing. But I'm glad at least the liberals are talking about capitalism. They usually, you know, they don't talk about that very much.
David Williams is, you've seen him on the Fox Business Network. He's the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, protectingtaxpayers.org. We played the latest number here. Let me play for you this clip. This is Fox News' John Roberts. Here is the latest poll from the AP. This is a real quick clip here. The AP, when it comes to the issue of a lot of municipalities still support some of the restrictions. I think they possibly support it on their own. But those numbers are kind of easing back up. Listen to the clip here.
With all 50 states now in some degree of rebooting, a new Associated Press poll finds 83% of respondents worried that reopenings will lead to new infections in their areas. But support for continued restrictions is slipping. camping. 69% of respondents now supporting a ban on gatherings of more than 10 people, down from 82% last month.
All right, so the numbers are going down for all these restrictions, but David, follow me for a second. If the liberal left, I know you've got what's going on in Michigan and some in New Jersey, keeping the restrictions around, but if they believe that we need to, quote, quarantine more, we need to keep these stay-at-home orders, then if the numbers show that this is all in a major support to keep it that way, then why are some of these blue states, which advocate this and been going on for the last couple of months, why are they doing somewhat soft reopenings then? Why don't they keep the shutdowns in place then, David?
Well, because we've seen the canary in the coal mine of Florida that you guys opened up, and it's worked. And there hasn't been a resurgence in cases. And I think everyone's probably heard DeSantis and what he did with the media yesterday admonish them. And,
right.
But people around the country are watching Florida and seeing that it's actually worked. And listen, it wasn't easy for Tennessee, Texas, and Florida to reopen the way they did. But they did. And look, it's working. I think the blue states are going, wait a second. You know, you have a state like Florida that had a lot of international visitors that never really had the slam on the hospitals and is reopening. And, you know, and we're going to see unemployment numbers come out later today for the individual states. And we are going to see Tennessee, Texas, we're going to see those numbers go down as the amount of people who filed for unemployment. So, yeah, this is what I think other states are looking at.
Hold on, David. I didn't mean to interrupt you. We're going to see an increase, but the amount of the increase you're saying,
right,
is going down. Now, is that the glass
Correct.
Half full or the glass half empty?
That's just a glass sitting there.
So anyway, I was going to ask you about that. Here's Nancy Pelosi. Vote by mail is a health issue, and it is related to COVID-19. Listen to this.
We do have a fight over funding for elections, vote by mail, which is a health issue. Vote by mail is a health issue, just as food is a health issue. We cannot have people going...
All right, so the audible's a little low there. So she says that vote by mail is a health issue, like food is a health issue.
Okay, well, that's just a crock. I mean, that's not the case at all. And we saw in one state, I can't remember which, is that these mail-in ballots actually have the party affiliation on the outside of the envelope, which, I mean, that's going to lend itself to just so much waste, fraud, and abuse, and people throwing away ballots. And this, listen, everything they do is a health issue. Saving the post office at $25 billion, apparently, is a health issue. And listen, the post office was a mess when Corona was just a beer. So this is everything they
good.
Do, and this is the HEROES Act that Pelosi offered last week, is everything is a health issue. Cannabis banking, a health issue. That was in the last bill. So that's their mantra.
All right, David Williams, our good friend. He is the president of the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Great news information group out there. Their website is protectingtaxpayers.org. David, good to talk to you, my friend. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Coming up next, the left says, hey, Obama was scandal-free. Trump administration isn't scandal-free. Really? We'll have all of that coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Dealing with some slow traffic downtown, headed westbound at State Street, right between 95 and Main Street. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly cloudy early and then scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. The high will be 93. This evening, partly cloudy with a nighttime low of 70. Right now, 75 degrees.
Here's a message from Sharon Mills, Realtor with Watson Realty Corporation. While we're all faced with challenges dealing with the unanticipated COVID-19 virus, Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. This drastic shift in lifestyle can cause a lot of stress. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of the difficult things we've already conquered. Although we couldn't see the forest for the trees, we remained standing and found the worst behind us. This too shall pass. Don't lose sight of your hopes and dreams. This is a time to dream bigger, for this is America, where dreams never die. On the other side of this, let's not just exist, but thrive. Remember, those who keep moving and have faith when everyone else stops will get closer to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills Realtor wants to hear your dreams. Call her. She's there for you at 904-534-6087. 534-6087.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Riche Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Riche Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Riche Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Riche Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Riche Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Riche Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Duval County School District is asking parents their views on when school should reopen. More than 600 doctors have signed a letter sent to President Trump asking him to end the national coronavirus shutdown. And some states announced they will not have a full-scale reopening until a coronavirus vaccine is ready.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, I couldn't wait to get to this clip. Here's former Senator Claire McCaskill, she's still a Democrat, but having said all that, Raj. Hey, Raj, by the way, as I see you this morning, how are my levels? Am I doing okay?
Everything's good.
Okay, just making sure. I get to see you, but I just want to make sure I sound good. Anyway,
all right.
He listened to this. Trump, he's been firing too many people in his administration. There are too many scandals going on. Obama didn't have this for the last 8 years. Listen to this clip.
You've got to lie about Barack Obama and Joe Biden. You've got to turn them in to something they are not. You've got to make them criminals. He wants to get to the point where they're chanting lock them up at his rallies about
Hey, wouldn't that be funny going to a rally and talking about Joe Biden and Barack Obama lock him up chant going on?
It may happen.
Here's more of the clip.
Obama and Biden, who have done nothing illegal, nothing, not even close, not a hint of corruption during 8 years of Barack Obama.
Now, folks, is she correct? Was there 8 years of Barack H. Obama? Was it scandal-free? It was cleaner than the Pope's white robe. Well, Fox News contributor Lisa Booth, listen to this.
And I just take issue with Joe Biden saying that President Trump, this is the most corrupt administration we've seen in modern history, when under the Obama administration in 2014, you had 47 of the 73 inspectors general write an open letter saying that the Obama administration was stonewalling their investigations and thwarting their ability to conduct independent investigations. Or you have inspector generals go after the Obama administration, whether it's Fast and Furious, whether it's the IRS's targeting of conservatives, or it's the CIA spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee among their own members of other Democrats as they were investigating waterboarding, right? So spare me the idea somehow that the Trump administration's corrupt, the Obama administration wasn't. And a lot of the same Democrats who are saying that voted for Hillary Clinton, who deleted tens of thousands of emails and destroyed evidence with Hammer. So spare me that somehow Democrats have any moral high ground.
Yeah, it's amazing how the media just glosses over that. Here's Georgetown University professor Jonathan Turley.
The problem is that to bring a couple of these articles, you have to contradict the position of President Obama. President Obama withheld evidence from Congress in Fast and Furious, an investigation, a rather moronic program, that led to the death of a federal agent. President Obama gave a sweeping argument that he was not only not going to give evidence to this body, but that a court had absolutely no role in determining whether he could withhold the evidence.
I know some of you libs listening this morning, I didn't mean to rain on your parade, but let's just remind everybody that the Obama administration was not corrupt free. Should we believe all women? That's what we were told during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, 2018? But what about when it comes to Joe Biden? Listen to this. The hypocrisy. Meghan McCain actually goes after Joy Behar when Behar says, well, when women sexual assault claims. I mean, we shouldn't believe all of them.
This Tara Reid accusing Biden of sexual assault. Are we supposed to believe her just because she's a woman? To me, if you say, I believe any woman who makes any accusation, if you say that, I think it minimizes our credibility as women. And then nobody's going to believe anybody at some point. I feel as though it can be used as a political cudgel against a political rival. And that, I think, is dangerous.
Kind of like with Brett Kavanaugh. I'm just saying. I mean,
well,
it's interesting
to
hear a lot of women say, I believe all women, and then we're singing an entirely different tune after Brett Kavanaugh. But I just think it's interesting that we believe all women now, and we didn't believe it's entirely different tune that was being sung earlier this year in the Brett Kavanaugh hearing.
And by the way, I got to hand it to Meghan McCain. She is not a Trump fan. She cannot stand the president. This has nothing to do with him. This has to do with the hypocrisy. We believe all women out there. Heck, I think Joy Behar sounds like what we've been saying for some time, Raj. You take each case, you don't just randomly put up there that all women are correct, but you don't put up saying that all men get away with it, that when the real legit ones come over, that we just kind of, unfortunately, we wash it under the bridge out there. So again, it just shows the hypocrisy taking place. Coming up next, your local school board. Folks, I don't want to brag, but Roger was correct. Roger,
yeah.
The local school board and school districts are taking polls to parents about homeschooling.
How interesting.
Online schooling. And when should schools reopen back up? We got this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some slow traffic on Phillips Highway northbound, headed towards 295. Add about 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 93. Maybe some rain this afternoon. Tonight the low will be 70, right now 75.
A coronavirus update brought to you by Best Transmission. Don't mess with the rest. Come see the best. 47,471 Floridians have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the pandemic began. To date, 2,096 have lost their lives. Duval County has recorded 1,336 cases, Clay County 333, St. John's with 233, and Nassau County 69 cases. Vice President Mike Pence visited Walt Disney World to talk tourism as the attraction opened their shopping area. Florida's largest industry is yet to open back up, but plans are being analyzed to get the theme parks and other tourist attractions back up and running. A majority of the unemployment claims have come from that industry. The Duval County School Board voted to purchase 143,000 reusable face masks so every employee can have one when the school buildings open up again. All staff will have access to the masks, but not required to wear them. Thank you for what you're doing to help stem the spread of this virus. Keep listening for more updates.
Don't mess with the rest. Come see the best. Best Transmission is an essential business open to serve you. Best Transmission is celebrating 35 years of servicing front-wheel, four-wheel, and overdrive transmissions. 10% discount Trump wore military. Best transmission for quality parts and work for foreign and domestic vehicles. Best Transmission, 8139 Nevada Street on Jacksonville's west side. Drive up or call for an appointment at 783-4980, 783-4980. Or look up Best Transmission on Facebook.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. From now until May 23rd, we're holding our big diamond sale, and now is the best time to buy a quality diamond of a carat or more. Here are a few reasons. First, the COVID-19 pandemic closed down almost all of the diamond trade centered in New York. Our diamond cutters asked us to house their inventories of big diamonds so they could make shipments from Jacksonville to both their wholesale and retail customers around the country. But most importantly, that allows us the ability to sell from their vast stock at brokerage prices you have to see to believe. All of these diamonds are graded for cut, color, and clarity and have independent laboratory grading reports from the most respected labs. Now, along with this vast collection of big diamonds, we put all of our own meticulously selected loose diamonds and engagement-style rings on sale at prices from 5 to 25% off, including Forevermark diamonds. We also take trade-ins. But remember, this sale ends May 23rd at Underwood San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Now, contact... Now is the time to help people. And that is what Sharing Hope is all about. It's actually to help you in these challenging days. You might want some inspiration and expertise about faith or financial help or homeschooling or family dynamics. And it's all in one place. Again, it's called Sharing Hope. And it's free. Words of wisdom from doctors, artists, thought leaders, all meant to give you a shot of encouragement. Sharing Hope is presented by the folks at MediShare. It's a service to you. Check it out at hope.metashare.com. That's hope.metashare.com.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
A school is taking a step towards sending students back to class in the fall. Earlier tonight, the school board met virtually to discuss the plan to reopen and to make sure that they're prepared logistically for any concerns that pop up. One of the key issues, a vote to have each student go to school wearing a mask.
School Superintendent Dr. Diana Green pitched the plan to supply disposable masks to all students come the start of the new school.
Well, there you go. When the school year starts, and nobody knows when that's going to start, are you okay with your son or daughter wearing a mask the whole time? Good idea, bad idea? What do you think, Raj?
Oh, here's the thing. I'm confused whether or not they're disposable or reusable. If they're reusable, that makes sense. If it's a one-day supply and they're disposable, that doesn't make any sense at all.
That's a good point. Costs a lot of money out there.
But
831, go ahead.
I got to figure out whether it's I don't know. So,
Duval County school parents are going to be asked when should schools reopen. News 4 Jax.
Well, the school district is also asking Duval County parents for their opinions on how and when schools should open back up this fall. Parents are being sent a survey allowing them to grade possible strategies on a scale of 1 to 10. Some of the scenarios include returning to in-person classes on August 10th, starting classes after Labor Day, or making no plans to return until further notice. It also asks parents how they feel about increased safety protocols, such as mandatory hand washing, social distancing, and physical barriers to separate people.
One thing you do not hear in that clip, but it's part of their article. You guys ready for this? One of the questions is going to be asked is, should your child completely withdraw from his or her normal mortar school, that means your local school, for the entire school year, and should they enroll in a full-time virtual school option? Really? Now, Roger, those numbers I really want to see. That means you get a little bit of option of, guess what? School choice.
Yes, yes. And the school board would love you to go through their school online education option as opposed to purchasing private curriculum. They wouldn't want that at all.
I would love to see those numbers. 904-831-0600. A lot more coming up next hour. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.